B96 with Morgan and Carla Mornings. All right, so yesterday we shared that my wife wants me to read romance novels in a sexy voice as like a side gig. She's like, I think you'd be great at it. And I was like, I don't know if I have the deep voice that it might require for something like that. And she was like, I don't think you need that.
You could also just read her books to sleep.
Or I can make money.
Or you can make money. Fine.
So some guidance from somebody by the name of Jarman. Now, we found him. He reads smut books basically for a living.
Like, actually, he gets paid to voice these.
To basically be sexy. Hello, Jarman.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Say that one more time.
Hi.
Hello. Right.
The competition is fierce.
Good luck, Mo.
So listen, Jarman is a... So you do like Audible and like you read romance novels, is that right?
That's right. I have just over 100 books on Audible now, mostly all romance.
Okay, interesting. So you have a cooler, deeper voice than I do. However, my wife said that doesn't matter. She thinks that I should be reading these romance novels too. And so I wanted to, A, get a little bit of advice from you, and B, get some examples of what you sound like when you're getting real sexy.
Demon.
Yeah.
Of course.
So what would you say the key is to effectively and sexily reading?
Especially for romance, just taking your time and imagining yourself in the situation.
Oh!
And being sensual and romantic.
Jarman, do you get all horny when you're doing these reads?
I mean, it helps for certain scenes. You got to get in the mood, you know?
Yeah.
Method acting.
Yeah. My wife was like, this will be great. You'll be in the guest room all horned up reading. And I was like, I don't know. That feels weird. But you probably get used to it, right?
Exactly. After a while, you get used to it, but you can't let it get stale. You got to keep it exciting.
Okay. Is there something to like doing it as soon as you wake up, like when you're still kind of tired and got bedroom vibes?
Oh, you mean like right now? Yeah, you got to warm up your voice a little bit, do some warm ups. They say don't drink coffee because caffeine like constricts your voice, but not for me. It just wakes me up and gets me going.
Oh, all right. Gets him going.
How did you first find out that you had a voice sexy enough to do this? Like, did people tell you, or one day were you just like walking someone through it and think, wow?
Well, strangely enough, when I was like just turned 15, I got this voice. And so I was using it at school to freak my other friends out. We'd be in the bathroom and someone be smoking in the next stall next to me in high school. I'd be like, hey kids, get out of there. Oh. And so they'd be freaked out and thinking I was the principal or something.
That's funny. How many like romance novels do you think you've read?
It's probably been at least over 90 at this point.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's incredible. Very impressive. And I know that that's sort of a category that's growing right now, right?
Oh, it's been growing and growing, and it's probably one of the biggest niche markets of audiobooks that there is.
Would you say it's throbbing?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. I just feel like that's a word that you would use often.
Can you tell Mo doesn't read romance?
1,400 synonyms for the man's anatomy in these books as well.
Oh, I bet. Again, we're talking to Jarman, who reads romance novels actually as a career because he's got a super cool low voice.
Was that you imitating Jarman?
Yeah. Do you think it's just based on, you know, hearing me, hearing yourself? I'm not saying that I would do better than you, but do you think that you have to have like a sexy timbre, or would my voice be all right enough?
Oh, your voice would be great for it because you have a very youthful voice. And so...
Oh, I like that.
You would last probably longer in this field than I will, because as I get older, my voice is going to sound a little bit older, faster.
Oh.
So you'd have that kind of youthful energy going forward for a longer amount of time. You have more staying power than I do, probably.
Again, we're talking to Jarman, who reads romance novels for like Audible and stuff like that.
Like actually.
Yeah, like actually. And getting a little advice, because I might do a little side quest into the romance novel reading.
Moke just wants somebody to let him know if his voice is sexy or not.
Hey, why not? Okay, so coming up, probably not when I go, hey, what up?
Good morning.
Coming up next, we're going to give Jarman some lines and see how test his sexiness.
Okay.
How sexy can he be with some lines that aren't that sexy?
Do you think he's going to do better than you did yesterday?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Do you think that he's going to be more sultry?
He has a deeper voice at the very least.
We'll see how he does.
Coming up next on B96. Yes, I can see. So we're talking to Jarman, who is a sexy book reader. All right?
Yes.
He reads audiobooks, romance novels, as Carla says, smut books.
Yes.
And he's given a little. He's given me a little bit of advice of what it takes to do that as like a side quest. Now, Jarman, we have sent you some non-sexy lines, and we would love for you to read them in a sexy way.
Oh, okay, I got you. Let's go for it. Your Mariano's order got submitted, but or substituted. Let me start that one again.
Yeah.
Your Mariano's order got substituted, but don't worry. I inspected every avocado personally before accepting them.
Oh, wow. Mm. Did you hear that sound on the bottom of the desk? Just kidding.
Whoa.
No.
Okay, next line. I'm kidding, obviously.
Carla knocked her headphones.
A little more aggressive sometimes.
All right, next line.
Look at me. I rotated the laundry before it got that weird, wet smell.
Wow. You're so good.
Thank you.
I like the way you read. It makes me
thanks, Carla.
Want to imitate this voice as well.
Well, there's lady romance novel readers too.
Mm-hmm. But something tells me that the ladies aren't doing this well.
You might be good at it if you could get like serious and not giggly. Mm-hmm. You have like a rasp.
I do.
Well, don't do that voice.
Don't do that one. Okay, next one.
Yeah,
next
the ladies
one.
Have to do the male voices too, and so there's some ladies who are very good at it.
Oh, interesting. All right, next line.
All right. I put the leftovers away before bed. Future us is going to feel so taken care of.
All right.
That was smooth.
And you know what? There's nothing sexier than that.
Cleaning?
Like somebody remembering leftovers in general?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
All right, here we go.
This one changes directions, but we'll see.
I cleaned out the toddler cup that had milk sitting in it for an amount of time we do not need to discuss.
Yeah. I think the content.
It's hard to make that one sexy.
Yeah. I think the content makes it less sexy. All right.
I just need you to know something. I already took the chicken out to thaw for tomorrow.
You had my wife at thaw. Never introduced my wife to Jarman. Very impressive, by the way.
Wait. Mo, why don't you try it? Why don't you try that last line? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I just need you to know something. I already took the chicken out to thaw for tomorrow.
That was good.
Wait, that was good.
That was really good.
But because I know you, it's so funny to me.
Say it one more time where, like, you really, really need her to know this so badly.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Oh, coaching. Okay.
Yeah.
I just need you to know something. I already took the chicken out to thaw for tomorrow.
Oh.
Hey, if I can impress you, then I'm winning at this.
I think you need to be a little more breathy, but also.
A little more breathy.
I don't want to hear it.
That's fair. I cannot, by the way, I cannot look at you two in the face.
No, I know.
Jarman, thank you so much. What an interesting career. What's your Instagram?
It's at Jarman Voices.
At Jarman Voices. Very insightful and very fun. Thank you for taking a few minutes to be silly with us.
We're feeling sexy.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you do us a favor and go, B96, the rhythm of Chicago.
Absolutely. B96, the rhythm of Chicago.
Job now.
No, literally.
We have to be sexier, guys. Sexier.
Yeah, we got
to
double down. Thank you, Jarman, and have an amazing day.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.